Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Championship week, start or sit right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to the show, everybody. We don't have a ton of news to get to today, but we'll update you on what you need to know. Let's start with the Arizona Cardinals, Heath. DeAndre Hopkins out and David Blau is in. I know you're stressing a little bit about starting Greg Dortch. What about Marquise Brown? What do you think about this game at Atlanta?
Well, I think it's the nice thing is they're playing the Falcons secondary, so that makes things a little bit easier. We just saw Greg Dortch give us 20 fantasy points with a quarterback that the Arizona Cardinals think is worse than David Blau. So I'm going to assume that Dortch is still going to be in that slot role, which has been so valuable, whether it's been him there or Rondale Moore there. Marquise Brown even did a little bit there. I'm probably starting Dortch as a number two wide receiver, low end number two. Marquise Brown, a low-end boom-bust number three wide receiver.
Well, it's so interesting, though, because Marquise Brown in his first six games without DeAndre Hopkins was a top 10 wide receiver. So, yeah. You know, why not? Am I not a must-start just because of Blau?
Well, I think, yeah, he's going to need the downfield targets more, and I don't know that Blau can do that. Listen, we've seen, a couple times where David Blau has made a couple big plays, so Brown might be okay as a high-end number three. I might be a little bit low on him, but there's some risk there, especially with the way he's performed lately.
Are you starting Tyler Lockett this week against the Jets?
Lockett is right there in that Dortch range. Unless we hear something this morning that he's not expected to be a full go or something like that, I'm just assuming that he's okay. They said when they did the procedure on his hand, there was a chance that he could only miss 1 week, and then he was back out there this week. So he's a low-end number two.
By the way, Happy New Year, everybody. Forgot to say that. Looking actually some news reports right now. I think the Packers are basically the most interesting team here. They're playing in the 4 o'clock window, and Christian Watson's going to be a game time decision. Aaron Jones is off the injury report. So, you know, what do you do with the Packers wide receivers, you know, if you have to make decisions early?
I think it's really going to depend on who you have to have another option, because Watson hasn't done anything in practice this week. So if he plays, he is right there in that Tyler Lockett range of could be a top 10 wide receiver this week, but has a little bit of floor concerns, so a low end number two. But you can't go into the late games without a backup plan. Now, if Romeo Doubs is out there, that makes a lot of sense. Just do that as your backup plan. But yeah. The way I'm looking at it is just kind of look at the rankings. Is Christian Watson closer to the person that you would start over him in the early games or the person that you have as a replacement in the late games?
Okay. And then what about the running backs? Aaron Jones was taken off the injury report. So who's the better running back in this game?
I've had Aaron Jones as the better running back in full PPR all week, and I'm going to stick with that. It's been frustrating what's happened lately, but it's not as if A.J. Dillon has seized this role and just taken off with it. He has 36 rushing yards in each of his last two games. I think Jones still has the most upside, and really in PPR, I think he probably still has the most floor.
Yeah, I'm nervous to start Aaron Jones. I just fear... I'd be less nervous in full PPR. I have to decide between him and Pacheco in half PPR. And
I have Pacheco higher in half PPR.
Yeah. All right,
in
but
full
I also
PPR I've got Jones and Pacheco back to back.
I also start AJ Dillon in that league, so it's either both Packers or split it up a little bit. And, you know, I'm just worried about making the wrong decision because that is one.
So
where
you're
just
planning
don't
on starting
know.
Dillon over Jones
in half PPR? Yeah, and you know what? Dillon's had three catches, you know, a week basically for the last three, four games. Yeah. So. I don't know. I guess I'm just nervous about another Aaron Jones dud after last week. Damian Harris is going to play, and we are getting a lot of Ramondre Stevenson questions. Where'd you end up on Stevenson?
just one spot ahead of Aaron Jones and Isaiah Pacheco. You were hitting all of the low-end RB2s. I think he is kind of the opposite of A.J. Dillon, maybe, although Dillon has caught some passes. But I like Stevenson a lot more in full PPR than I do in non-PPR. There's some risk in terms of who gets the rushing touchdown if Damian Harris is actually 100%. I think Damian Harris is nothing more than a desperation flex, and Ramondre is a low-end number two running back.
Any interest in Chris Olave? We haven't talked much about him this week. Any interest in him? He's going to play.
He's in that same Marquise Brown boom-bust number three wide receiver range for me, right around wide receiver 36. He's a spectacular player, and he has plenty of upside, but it's his first game back, and he hasn't been as good with Andy Dalton.
And Chase Claypool is going to play today for the Bears. He's expected to play. Does that downgrade Cole Kmet for you?
I will ding him a little bit, but I had him fifth at tight end, so he will still be a top eight tight end and pretty much a must-start guy. I'm not going. He'll be ahead of Higbee and Dawson Knox for me still.
I'm going to answer some questions here. Do I bench Josh Jacobs for Cam Akers or Tyler Algier?
I would not.
Curtis Samuel, Zach Moss, or Tyler Higbee?
Wow. I would go with Tyler Higbee.
Dortch or DJ Moore?
Yeah, I've still got DJ Moore just ahead of Dortch.
If Christian Watson plays, would you start him over Brandon Ayuk and David Montgomery?
Definitely over Ayuk, not over Montgomery.
Is it worth it, though, if you have a situation like that, to wait to see? Like,
is Montgomery an early game?
You just start Montgomery, you're saying,
yes.
Over Watson. Okay. Fields or Herbert?
Fields.
Ayuk or Waddle?
Waddle.
Richie James or Dortch?
Dortch.
Latavius Murray or Bam Knight?
Bam.
That's it. We're done. Good luck, everybody. Go get a championship. We are going to have our typical recap show at 8-ish p.m. Eastern time, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Of course, you'll hear it in the podcast feed as well. It's on Sunday night or Monday morning, if that's your choice. Happy New Year. And once again, good luck and a preemptive congratulations on your championship. See ya.